Hi, this is Daniel Garber the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Soundtracks can be what makes or breaks an indie movie. This week I'm looking at three independent movies about people in their 20s where music sets the tone. We got two Canadians heading to Mexico fueled by contemporary Canadian music. A love-struck guy in Manhattan, described in a Simon and Garfunkel song, and a white woman in New Jersey, with hip-hop in her soul. Sundowners, written and directed by Pavan Mundi. Alex and Justin are good friends in dead-end jobs. Alex, played by Phil Hanley, is skinny and tall with a perpetual 5 o'clock shadow. He's single, shy, and frustrated. He earns a meager living videotaping weddings and lets his douchey boss walk all over him. Justin, played by Luc Lalonde, is smiley and gregarious, but with him, girlfriends rarely stick around. He lives with his demented grandmother and works long hours in a telemarketing complaint line. They're both a hair's breadth away from quitting their jobs. So when Alex's boss offers to fly him on an all-expense-paid trip to a Mexican resort to videotape a wedding, he takes it. And he gets free tickets for Justin, too. He just has to pretend he's a skilled cameraman, even though he's never lifted a camera in his life. Will this trip prove to be their downfall, or will it change their lives? And will Alex finally meet a woman he's compatible with, even if it's just for the weekend? Sundowners is a good second feature by Pavan Mundi. And like Diamond Tongues a couple years ago, it features Canadian musicians both in the cast and on the soundtrack. It's a comedy, but it's not full of one-liners. It's more for the characters and about the odd and awkward social situations they find themselves in. Plot's very basic, and some of the jokes are hit and miss, but I still had a good time watching this one. Only Living Boy in New York, directed by Mark Webb. Thomas, played by Callum Turner, is a college dropout living in the Lower East Side. He's tall, thin, and pale and wears Harry Potter glasses. He's originally from the Upper West Side, where his parents still live. His mom, played by Cynthia Nixon, is artsy but bipolar and fragile. His dad, played by Pierce Brosnan, is a failed novelist but a very successful book publisher. Thomas has literary ambitions too, but they were quashed when his dad dismissed his writing as just adequate. So Thomas is madly in love with the pretty and smart Mimi ever since she told him she loves Nabokov, but Mimi just wants to be friends, so what's he supposed to do? Then one night, Thomas and Mimi spot his dad at a nightclub kissing a beautiful woman. Who is she? And what does this mean? Are they having an affair? Well, her name is Johanna, played by Kate Beckinsale, and she's a freelance editor. Thomas confronts her. Why are you ruining my parents' marriage? But he was very shocked by her surprise. You want to make love to me, Thomas. You just don't realize it. What? Thomas is shocked, but intrigued. Will these flirtations lead to an affair within an affair? What would Mimi think? And what other secrets are his parents hiding? Only Living Boy in New York is a very fun romance set against a glamorous literary Manhattan. Movie's narrated by a gruff old man, played by Jeff Bridges, who mysteriously appears in Thomas's apartment building to offer sage advice. Problem with this movie is almost everyone talks like they're narrating their own books. All the time. People don't talk like that, not even writers. But I like this movie a lot anyway, and with all its romantic surprises. And Callum Turner, the main lead, he's a former model, and he does Thomas very well. In fact, the whole class is great. This is another enjoyable film.
Patty season! Patty season! Patty season! Patty season! Patty season! Patty season! Patty season!
Patty Cakes, directed by Jeremy Jasper. Patty, played by Danielle McDonald, is a working-class Jersey girl who lives with her mom and grandma somewhere off the turnpike. She's heavyset with long, curly blonde hair who dresses strictly in 90s hip-hop gear with hoop earrings. Bullies call her Dumbo. Her best friend is Jerry, played by Siddharth Dhananjay, a pharmacist who takes off his white coat at night and replaces it with a do-rag. He and Patty long to leave New Jersey with their hip-hop duo and relocate to the Emerald City, New York, which is ruled by the great and powerful Oz, well, actually a rapper known as OZ. But so far, no success. Barb, her mom, played by Bridget Everett, also almost made it big in her youth singing a rock band, but also wasn't good enough. Now she just drinks away her sorrows, and Patty works in a low-grade karaoke bar just to pay off her mom's bar tab. Enter Bastard, a.k.a. Antichrist, played by Mamoudou Atti, a mysterious African-American man who she meets in an open mic night. He's tall, skinny, dressed in black with short dreads and multiple piercings. His music is some weird combination of death metal, goth, punk, and hip-hop, all combined. When he says anything, it's with a vaguely English accent. He claims to be a hobo riding the rails across America. He lives in a shack in the woods just beyond the gates of hell, filled with sound equipment and satanic ritual objects. Patty longs to get to know him much better. But can these three urban misfits, plus an unexpected fourth member of their group, together record a track good enough to bring them the recognition they deserve? And can Patty, her mom, and Nana find common ground? Okay, Patty Cakes is it's like a hilarious nonstop music video. It's also a heartwarming look at a mythical, mystical New Jersey town and all its inhabitants. The director, Jeremy Jasper, also wrote the script and the lyrics to most of the songs, and they're all brilliant. Very, very, very funny. As are all the cast. And guess what? The actress playing Patty isn't actually from New Jersey. She's Australian. She's great, and I never knew that the whole time I watched it. Sundowners, Patty Cakes, and The Only Living Boy in New York. All open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.